The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord. Moses, in that first reading, referred to the people as a stiff-necked people. Times haven't changed, have they? Lord, we are a stiff-necked people. We want it our way. And, you know, it goes, now, that doesn't have to be the case. We don't have to sin. We don't have to be stiff-necked. So let me put that right out there. We have no excuses. It's a choice that we make. But we tend to get stiff-necked. We want it our way. And yet, this feast and other feasts tell us that God is constantly coming to us to help us turn away from being stiff-necked people and do what we're called to do as his followers. The church tells us that this feast of the Holy Trinity is the most important and central feast of the church. It is the central mystery of the church. Everything flows from the Holy Trinity, everything. So it's a very important feast. And now I could go on a discourse, talk about Thomas Aquinas and the theology of the Trinity, but it's a mystery. We're never going to get it. Even in heaven, we will understand more Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But ultimately, God is God, a mystery. And we little by little get to know God. And we really get to know God through his actions. That's really the way we find out who this God is. So throughout history, the Lord, the one God, has been revealing himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, though people didn't know that, but through creation. That's one of the ways in which we know God. God created the universe. If we look at it, you know, the beautiful stars at night, the moon, the sun, that's all part of God's creation. And that's one of the ways in which we get to know God. And then even more importantly, with human beings, we see who God is through the way he talks with us and walks with us. He talked with Moses. He talked with the disciples, so forth and so on. And through those encounters, we get to know God more and more. Now, there's three words that are often attached to the Trinity, our understanding of Trinity. And they're important words because they're not just about Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but they're also about us because we are called to live through the Holy Trinity. So the first word is Trinity. One God, three divine persons. They are not separate beings, but one God, three divine persons. Now, who can understand that? But that's the revelation. And then the second word is divinity. The Holy Trinity, three in one, is divine, God. The Father is fully God. The Son is fully God. The Holy Spirit is fully God. That's why Jesus says to his disciples, "You see me, you see the Father." So there's that connection. They're not disconnected persons. They are connected. So whenever Jesus is there, the Father and the Holy Spirit are there. Whenever the Holy Spirit comes down upon the apostles and disciples, the Father and the Son are there as well. So we're talking about one God, three divine persons. And the third word is unity, although I kind of like community better, because it's a unity of persons. It's one God. They're totally, totally united. And if you want to look at it this way, it's a community of divine beings. Again, not separate beings or persons, but one divine being, God, And this God has this kind of relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father totally loves the Son and the Holy Spirit. The Son totally loves the Father and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit totally loves the Father and the Son. So there's always this God from God, light from light, co-equal understanding in the Trinity. There's no break, no nothing. So we have the perfect community there. So as Christians, as followers of the Lord, we are called to participate in the life of the Trinity, which is already participating in our life. So what do we do when we first come to Mass? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Sign of the cross, sign of the Holy Trinity. So right at the very beginning, we do that. How are we baptized? We are baptized in the name of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You can't get away from the Trinity. Even if you wanted, you couldn't get away from the Trinity. And that's the good news, because the Holy Trinity is there for us. God did not have to create us. He did not have to save us. So what we're talking about is a love, a compassion that has nothing to do with us in one sense, but everything to do with the love of God. And I've said this before, you know, we go around as Christians, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy. Well, get over it. You're not good enough. I am, but no. We're not good enough for us or for others, but we are good enough for God because we are God's good creation. And in terms of worth, God makes us worthy of His love. We don't. So we have to say to ourselves, yeah, I am worthy of God's love because I was created by God, and it doesn't matter what I do. God's never going to let go. He's always going to try and pursue us. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they're always after us. And what we're supposed to be thinking is, like what Paul talks about in the second reading, we need to be a community of love. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Get away from dissension and evil and all the bad things that go into a bad community, because we're supposed to be showing the world what the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity, look like through our living out of our faith. So just as God lets us know who He is through His actions, through history, saving the Israelites, dying on the cross, rising from the dead, in our actions as a community, not just as individuals, but as a community, we're supposed to be showing other people who the Trinity is. So like the Father, we are called to give life, to create, to be generative, to generate great, wonderful things. Like the Son, we're called to devote ourselves to one another, no matter what the cost. Like the Son, we're called to let go of our greed and desires and our selfishness, and even our lives, if necessary, to show other people the love of God. So that people want to say, I want to be part of that Trinity. I want to be part of that community. And like the Holy Spirit, we're supposed to be going to one another and say, what's your gift? What's your charism? Are you using it? This is mine, I think. Can we get together and talk about it and then use it, practice it? So that, like the Holy Spirit that showers His gifts upon us, we can shower our love and our commitment to one another so all of us can get better and better at living this life of community. And because of the sacraments, we're already sharing even in the divinity of the Holy Trinity, because when we celebrate the sacraments, we become more and more divine, more and more like God. Why? Because we got God in us. You know, a non-divine being cannot contain a divinity unless there's something going on there that empowers that. So we're becoming divine so that one day we can share in the fullness of God's triune divinity. So God's thought of everything. He gives us everything. He gives us this wonderful mystery of the Trinity, not as something to say, I don't understand it. Well, we don't fully understand it, but to say, what is it about the way the Holy Trinity operates in the world how the Holy Trinity loves, the compassion of the Holy Trinity, and how are we as a community of believers called to do the same, to go forth and proclaim the goodness of God, and of course, the desire of God that everybody come together as a divine community, like the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So as always, we have work to do to show to the world, maybe to show to ourselves first, that we are connected to this divine triune God, and this divine God wants us to go forth and show the world who God is through our actions, through our community, and then bring other people into the community. So think of the privilege, the glory, the honor of the Lord saying, yeah, I want each of you to do it. I'm entrusting you with my gifts. You have these gifts. You have these powers. Go, go, surprise me. Show me what you can do out of love for Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So it's in our actions, in our works, in our words that we really show the world, that's the only way we really can show the world, who this Trinity is, in whom we believe, and how we want to become more and more like the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So we don't need to know all the theology and, you know, how the Son processes from the Father, so forth and so on. That, leave that to the theologians. They're still working on it. They won't finish ever. But all we need to know is that we have this divine unity, a Trinity, divinity, a unity, three in one, and we're supposed to be understanding that our lives are caught up in the Trinity already and to show the Trinity in the world. So that means doing great things, saying wonderful things about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit so that others can know the Trinity and come to be part of that community of believers that find their source and their meaning in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.